Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
I gotta feed the streets. My pistol gon' bleed the streets. Ski mask on my face. Sometimes you gotta cheat to stay ahead in this jar. Drank surf like it's liquor. Street life, I have you catching up to God quicker. Yeah. Sticker, AK-40 to your lip bar. Let the chopper bang on you like a blood or a cripper. Flipper, so much bread, I'm a gymnast. Made so much money off of dummies, off of dummies.
Yeah, gang.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second.
I can't hear that song without seeing that video.
The cartoon.
You showed that to me. I was like, that might be the best music video of all time,
just,
dude.
It just went along.
Just
so
a
well.
Random, you know.
Cartoon, creepy. Early cartoon.
And 21 Savage looks like it's a horror movie. That's a suburban horror movie.
And just Drake with the knife, though. With the
machete. Well, Drake, listen, I'm coming around on Drake a little bit, but like he's just such.
No, I'm telling you, every time you come around on Drake, he does something to knock you.
Just don't fit there, man. Like, you know, like I believe the things 21 Savage sings. I'm like, yeah, he might do all that. Yeah. Like Drake, it's like, yeah.
We don't believe you. You need more people. Let me take a second to give a special, special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. Kentuckiana Pump Sales, for every home, building, business, or municipality that rely on the movement the pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should think Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience. Not just 35. Over 35 years of experience. Best service, fairest possible price, right in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Go see Harold. Go see Mark. They'll find out exactly, and I do mean exactly, what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, or you can give them a call right now, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. So, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Before we get into the second hour roster knife talk, congratulations, a separate shout out. 2-1 Haven Ford, 2023 Miss Kentucky Basketball, and one of our YouTube family said, you know, it's one of my family members.
Yes. To
give a shout out. So Haven Ford,
absolutely.
2023 Miss Kentucky Basketball, give a shout out.
Shout out. Absolutely. Big time.
Nikki, what about?
Shout out to Reed Shepard, Mr. Basketball. He won it 4 years ago.
Good old Reed Shepard, huh?
Yeah. Now, he probably deserved it. All jokes aside.
Not if Caleb Glenn's here.
Well, no, but Caleb Glenn's not here.
And he wouldn't have got it even if
no,
he was
Caleb
here.
Glenn had no shot. That's why Caleb Glenn was like, I mean, what am I going to win, Mr. Basketball?
Oh, okay. Listen, you talk about somebody who's not chasing accolades.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to get out of here.
No, but Reed Shepard deserves it. Shout out to him, seriously. Great high school.
Nikki, career. What about sitting at the spot and we're watching the ladies play? Right, and it was down to like 20 seconds left, and Charity says she thought we were watching Duke the whole time. Shout out to
She's
Charity.
Like, Drake. What are y'all talking about? I'm like, Drake, that's who they're playing. She's like, oh, I thought it was Duke. I was like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, we had to give her a pass.
Fair.
Because they were blue. They had the same, like, logo style.
Yeah.
But it was just funny when she said it. And normally, you know how, like, guys really probably wouldn't have said that out loud? We would have realized, damn, I thought I was watching Duke. No, then we just said, I'm just tucked this way. She's like, oh, sorry, I thought. So, yeah, that was awesome. I had a great time. I was glad y'all got me out.
No, it was fun. That was a really fun time. She enjoyed it.
Got
to
do it again soon.
That margarita. It's like, dude, she's like, that's the best margarita I've ever had in my life.
She loved
it. Dude. No, because she talked about it. Like, even the next day, she said, God, that was such a good margarita. She's like, I never thought of BW3s as margarita place.
So right.
She's like, but that was amazing.
That's awesome. I had a really good time. Okay, so breaking news came out early in the show.
Yeah.
Jalen Withers. Has entered the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have a natural ability to just erase him, you know, but I do want to, erase players, not him in particular. You know, kind of move on with our roster. Kind of sum up what is Jalen Withers to you.
Okay, let me say this. I think what you're saying is, I think we've all kind of just had it in our head of who's staying and who's going.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one I think everybody just had in their head is going. So when you see it, it's like, okay.
But you would not have been extremely surprised if he stayed.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I want to parlay that conversation into the roster conversation.
Okay, well, let me take a second just to say,
okay,
my opinion on the Jalen Withers thing is more of a, you said it, and we kind of get snarky about it, but it's not snarky. The it's not you, it's me
mm-hmm.
thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The environment, you know, the environment of expectation, you had the highest expectations, you know, mm-hmm. you had the three coaches, you're coachable. You are coachable, but it's like whatever natural, what is IDGAF?
Yeah.
Like you don't have the natural IDGAF, and maybe in another environment, it'll force you to have that gene a little more, you know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. And this is, like, you've seen this 1,000 times. Like, the Louisville fan base, they like you, but it's like, here, you care too much to watch you struggle like that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As talented as you are, watching you struggle, trying to figure it out here, it would be frustrating for the coaches. It'd be frustrating for you. You know, it's just like, man. We want to see you do well, you know, and it's like this might not just be the place. He's the only guy that I'm like, it's not a level thing for you. It's a, you know, it's not a level thing. It's what you focus on, you know.
Well let me tell you, and this is what I meant.
Does
by,
that make sense?
Like, no, it totally does.
Yeah, like you can play at any level depending on where you're at and what you focus on.
No, I agree. And that's why to me, Jalen Withers leaving, and I'm going to show you something visually, and then I'll say it on the air. Jalen Withers leaving means more to me in this area than anything else.
Yeah.
And what I'm showing Marcus is I have the roster, I think, right here, okay? I've got, now for people just kind of following along, I've got Okorafor coming back, JJ coming back, Brandon Huntley-Hatfield coming back, Mike James coming back. Caleb Glenn coming in. Curtis Williams coming in. Caron Davis coming in. Dennis Evans coming in. Trenton Flowers coming in. Sky Clark coming in. That's 10. That's 10 guys. L. Ellis, I think, is up in the air, but he would be a COVID scholarship. Mm-hmm. So,
he would not count against
him. That leaves me 3 spots. I think most of us are hoping, I know I am, and I don't even want to really talk about it yet, but like with Churchill, people know that name already. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to be more excited about him if that come than anybody we've gotten so far.
I'd give away two scholarships.
I'm being serious about that. Mm-hmm. Fully serious about that. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't truthfully don't know. So mm-hmm. we'll see what happens with that. But that would leave two spots. I think Jalen Withers leaving says more about those two spots mm-hmm. than what they think they can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because here's the thing. You don't just go grab a Jalen Withers. Wait till you see what he's ranked up in the transfer portal class. Like, we're still seeing him because he's our guy.
Yeah.
We don't understand how much of a conversation he is in scouting reports against other teams.
Yep.
They're like, hey, y'all, be careful with this dude. Like, that's the dude that says, hey, y'all, if this kid gets hot on us and he gets his confidence rolling, he'll tear you up. You know, like scouting reports, they start off with L. Ellis and they go straight to Jalen Withers. Y'all have got to be physical with him, be physical with him early, blah, blah, blah. He ends up on anybody's team. If you can, and this is us, this is me saying a confident Jalen Withers. When he's not confident, you know, we're more frustrated, you know, than anybody.
Yeah.
When Jalen Withers is confident and he has a chip on his shoulder, you can throw him in your lineup. Your school is, your school basketball team is vastly improved.
Yeah.
Under any circumstances.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of that. So, yeah, point being, you don't just let go of one of those guys. You don't let a guy like that just jump in the transfer portal without fighting for him unless you know you can replace that.
Yeah.
Or you're extremely confident that you can replace that.
Well, and I mean, what are the other players going to do? You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, and I know some people have asked about the players where Sands coming back. I mean, truthfully, the only one I think is 100% is Okorafor.
Right. Anybody could end up.
Would I be blown away? I think JJ, for me, is close to 100%.
Mm-hmm.
If Brandon come out and said, no, I'm heading out, I'm going, I wouldn't be blown away. Mm-hmm. Mike James, if James just decided to not stay, I wouldn't be blown away. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so I'm just assuming, though, that those four at this point are back. Ellis, I don't really expect L to come back, but, you know, I just keep his name out there because, I mean, it's there. It's a conversation.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, to let them go. So you say, okay, what do they need? I mean, to me, if you're letting Jalen go, probably your best three-point shooter, mm-hmm. you're saying I'm going to replace it with a good shooter. Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. We had Jalen out on the wing a lot.
Yeah.
He was playing a wing. So it's not a size thing with Jalen Withers.
Right.
You're wanting a shooter. You want a guy who can get to the basket mm-hmm. and finish.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, he had as much opportunity to have big numbers as anybody last year, which is what made it so frustrating. Like, but, dude, they drew up plays for your right hand to be wide open. We can get you to the basket.
Yeah.
Going right. You have to finish that.
Yeah.
You have to finish that, make a play.
But I just think when I look at, okay, for instance, when I look at the portal now,
What's the number, Nikki? What's the portal number?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give us an updated. And I don't think Louisville has I'm not sure that the two guys Louisville's going to get, or three, whatever, are even in the portal, you know, at this point.
Yet.
But, yes. Does
it feel like,
what I was going to say was even guys that are in the portal that Louisville's contacted, Battle from Temple or the kid out of UNLV, I'm taking either one of those over Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch their game. Mm-hmm. I'm taking either one of those guys. I mean, the kid out of UNLV, you're talking a 6'7" guard, bigger.
Yep.
You know, he's kind of a little pudge is the only way I can put it, man. But he's 6'7".
Little physicality to him.
But I like his game. He looked good. I mean, the kid out of Temple, the Battle kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Ori's, they just said there's mutual interest there, and I know they both were liking a lot of Louisville tweets. So people, you know, I mean, of course, that's how you can
that's
tell.
All you need,
yeah. So, but those two, like, I'm taking either one of those two over Jalen Withers. 100%. Mm-hmm. All day. So that's why I'm not worried, and I'm not even sure that's where the portal. I mean, I think there will be some names that will hit the portal. think there's an all freshman player in the Pac-12 that might hit the portal.
Jesus, Steve.
But if he does, if he does hit the portal.
You know the people who didn't really hear that clear are so mad at you right now.
I know.
What did you say?
if I'm just saying, if he hits the portal, and that's the thing. Some of these things, you look at some kids, and I think there's a kid in the ACC right now that I think Louisville could got. I think a kid's going to go pro now.
Mm-hmm.
Finished the season really well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was going to hit the portal. If he hit the portal, I think he was coming to Louisville.
Yeah.
And it would have been a big-time player.
Yeah.
But now I think he's going to go pro. Finished the season great. Up there in the top 20. Why would he not? So that's what I'm saying. There are. It's not always a guaranteed thing.
Fluid. It's fluid. Yeah.
I mean, these kids could look you right in the face and say, listen, I'm going to the portal and I'm going, and then call you 2 weeks later and go, hey, man, that I'm top 20 right now.
Yep.
And KP and Nolan and them would probably say, go.
And they'll say, hey, I recommend you do this, and I recommend you talk to this guy. Mm-hmm. You know, great decision.
According to our boy Jake, Jake Weingarten says 600 plus is the current number. So,
do we do just the D1 guys?
I would. Yep, I mean, D2 could count D2 in there.
Okay,
but how many of those guys are going to be? We're not okay. We've brought in Caron Davis, and for people asking, I do think Caron Davis will be here. You're bringing it. I didn't add Hersey Miller on there either, mm-hmm. but Hersey Miller I think will be a walk on next year. But I have no reason to think Hersey's not coming back here. Mm-hmm. So, and I think there's no reason to not take him back.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Great teammate, plays hard. Why would you not? To me, you've already taken Caron Davis. I'm not taking a D2 guy. You know. Caron Davis being a JUCO guy. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, it's kind of up in the air. Like, but I said it when we got him. I was like, I mean, 6'7", 6'8", he can run the point. Like, I like him, you know?
Put him on your team.
I like him. And I know some got mad at me for saying I like him, but I'm like, no, guys, I like him as 11, 12, 13.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like no, if he's the guy we're getting, then, yeah, I mean, that's not good.
Every guy can't be Mr. Game Changer.
Yeah. Right. So anyways, there's that. Somebody says, when Steve says, if he knows something, I'm just terrible at keeping secrets. Texter says, Steve, will you rip me if I say we need an upperclassman experienced leader on the team? I'd love a Jarrett. Why would I rip you? No, I agree. I think you would definitely go for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I mean, I would take a guy who, I mean, and if you did, you could just take one of the older guys. I mean, what that guy that for K-State, I mean, that New York guard that tore him up, wasn't he like a fifth-year guy? Something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling like we're going to put one on there.
Yeah, that guy will carry you.
Nikki, can you play that Jerome Tate sound really quick? I just want to hear that.
Jerome Tang.
That name.
I love that name.
I know. It just... You don't have it at all, or did I just surprise you with that request? Caught you a little off guard.
Yeah, it was like, it'd probably be the most played soundbite of the day.
I would think, yeah, that he just put that.
Who would have thought you might want the Jerome Tang sound? A coach literally just beat Kentucky and was like, yeah, it's because they didn't have dudes. Like that one would have been hot keyed up today.
That should have totally been on the number one hot.
It's the sound of the decade.
It is the sound of the decade. And he was so matter of fact about it too, Steve. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like.
Texter sent me the all freshman team, said, just mark which one and send it back.
Just give me the initials and send it back. There's no way that Nikki didn't have.
And again, that stuff. I'm saying, you're talking about a guy who might not even hit the portal, but I think he's thinking about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
So and you'll see.
Dudes, we got dudes.
I want the long version.
And that's what it takes. Like this is, I mean, people get all caught up in the coaching and all that stuff. It's dudes. You got to have players, and these dudes, they work.
I loved when I heard that, Steve.
Yeah,
a coach. Think about this. The world we live in, you got the long version. Okay.
Jerome, how much of a statement is this for your program first year? Beat a program like Kentucky, and you're going to New York to play in the Sweet 16.
Well, you know, we have a program that's rich in tradition also. And the, you know, I mean, like all those old dudes that played for Kentucky, they ain't coming back, right? Like, so, I mean, tradition.
First off, Jerome, hang on, time out. Like, O.J. Mayo and Bill Walker.
That was the most disrespectful.
Michael Beasley. But I'm not even mad.
That was so disrespectful.
Because the way he just said all those old dudes play for Kentucky, like, yeah. They ain't coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all those old dudes that played for Kentucky, they ain't coming back.
He meant that. Okay, start it right there.
I mean, like all those old dudes that played for Kentucky, they ain't coming back, Dennis. Right? Like, so, I mean, tradition does not help you if you don't get out there on the floor and play with some dudes. And we had more dudes than they did today. And that's what that was.
I mean, that humility in a coach saying... Y'all putting too much in the coach and just, you know, like this is an up and coming coach, you know, just saying, hey, just no.
Hey, Nick, I just sent you a soundbite I want.
No, I had dudes, man. Yeah.
I texted to you.
Yeah, and my dudes went and got
those old district coming back. Hey, you know, it just sunk into me what he was saying because I was like, is he talking about like Sheboy and Toppin and them?
No.
Like, dang, man, like that's kind of harsh. But it just sunk into me what he's saying.
Yeah, like, your error of.
So we got tradition too. But I will say, to his point, not saying I agree with him, but to his point, it's what we were saying on Friday. Kids don't care about, like I said, Reed Shepherd cares about Kentucky's tradition. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dad played there, grew up watching him. He lives in Kentucky. I would assume Reed Shepherd's a big Kentucky fan. Okay. Yeah. Travis Perry from Lyon County right now. That kid may, and I don't know. I don't even know. It might be big Louisville fans for all I know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, those kids care.
Yeah.
James Quick grows up loving Louisville. He cares. Cool. You know what I'm saying?
Josh Minkins.
Yeah, Josh Minkins. Yeah, Josh Minkins cares, you know. But most of these kids, they don't care. That's why I say, when Cal leaves Kentucky, some things are going to change with how they do stuff. Because Kentucky went on before Cal, Kentucky lived on tradition alone, and they would just get guys. It's a new era. I'm interested to see how Kentucky fares without a Calipari.
Steve, it wasn't the player part of it. To me, it was the tone that he had. Like, he doesn't want to hear about Kentucky. Like, we just busted him. Like.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, it's kind of like he didn't have a reverence. Yeah, he didn't have a big reverence for Kentucky. And he's like, dude, like, basically he was like, their run of the dominating player is done.
Yeah.
And his tone. So you could tell he talked to his locker room. Did you see that video of his locker room when they were listening to the music and clapping together?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, he's like, dude, that ain't, they're not a threat anymore. Like. You know, like they think.
Yeah.
In his tone. But, and that's not me joking around. Like, if I remember when I didn't like the way my Florida State coach, what's his name?
Oh, Leonard Hamilton was like, yeah, they just run stuff.
Yeah, yeah. When they asked him about, you know, Chris Mack and his style, and he's like, I mean, what's he do? You know, like,
yeah.
Like he was. He was irritated even having to ask the question about Chris Mack.
Yeah.
And I just.
It was very much like, no, we didn't really change anything. I mean, they don't change anything.
Yeah, that one kind of stuck. I didn't like how it made me feel, but it stuck in the back of my head. It was very dismissive.
Yeah.
And I think that coach had the same dismissive nature on Cal and the Kentucky players.
Yeah.
Okay, you got the other clip?
Yeah, hang on. This clip here, this is kind of switching subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of going off the beaten path here a little bit. But this is Charles Barkley this weekend. Listen, I want to hear what you got to think about
this. Okay, I'm listening.
Listen, nobody has patience anymore. We let every fool and idiot have an opinion now on talk radio and on social media. this guy been a hell of a coach for a long time. But sometimes because of these fools on television in the morning and social media and these talk shows, with people, sports are the only job in the world. We'll let people call in who ain't never touched the ball, give you their opinion. And we listen to them. Like, we got to fire our coach. Like, yo, man, you're a plumber. What the hell you know about basketball? Sports, seriously, think about this. Sports are the only job in the world where we let any fool or idiot call in and give his opinion, and we listen to it. We wouldn't do that if we were doctors. Like, hey, let's let the public call in and talk to us about surgery. Yeah, we'd never do that. No,
That's pretty funny.
Charles, I hate that.
Charles.
That's such a difficult thing. Right where he gets to the make decisions, I feel him.
I agree with that part.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I get what he's saying. The critiquing, you can critique.
Mm-hmm.
You can critique.
I totally
agree. If you watched a lot of basketball.
I totally agree.
But when it comes
to...
I
don't think you have to have played ball to...
To critique. But that's my problem. That's my problem. It's gone past critique, and it's just... I want to take your money. I want to take your job, you know, like this year, right now. You know, like I want instant, you know, gratification. I want my pound of flesh, you know, all that good stuff. No, but that's why I say it's great when we can all talk about sports.
Yeah.
And the progress of individual players and the progress of teams. But as soon as you jump into coach's job in the middle of the year, you know, or setting goalposts to keep a job, it's like, okay, you're talking, like, you're not even talking about, it means you're just waiting for a number to come out, the record number, then you're back to talking about coaches' jobs. That's what Charles Barkley is saying about, like, we want to make decisions based on just a number, and that's it.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Well,
you got to talk sports still.
Yeah, I know.
Like throughout the year.
Yeah, and I think that's where... I think that's kind of what I was getting out of that. It was just like that's funny.
Kentucky losses as tournament, as betting favorite. 9.
Gosh.
9
But he's going to take a bunch of 18-year-olds and win it next year.
It's not going to happen.
Like, you guys know what's going to happen next year, right?
I mean... James, bless your heart. I listened to a little James postgame. And listen, he's so mad, and he's like, I'm not going to fall for it.
You were probably the only Louisville fan listening to the Kentucky postgame on last night. Like Louisville fans weren't tuning in to listen.
Let's go ask management.
Probably the highest. It was probably, you know what? It was probably the highest streaming number since last KCD.
I guarantee it. James literally has the record for the most listened to post game because KCD just, we can't compete with Destiny.
Yeah, no, I can't beat those numbers. If you want to advertise, you need to get on with the Kentucky basketball post game show and James Street. Now.
Nancy, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Okay, that clip with Barkley was hilarious. But as a parent and someone who has coached for a couple sports with my kids, until you've coached or actually got the rules for the sports, these people have no inkling what's going on. And an organization I was working with, we had people volunteer, and they were blown away until they really saw. And I think if people were given that opportunity or forced to have to volunteer or actually participate when their kids are in a sport, they would have a lot more respect, because there's more to just coaching than standing on that sideline. You know, you're dealing with attitudes and kids with issues and autism and ADHD and, they don't realize all that stuff. And then, of course, then you've got the psycho parent that's behind the kids. So, I probably shouldn't have said that, but, you know, I've dealt with a few in life.
No,
and
I understand.
And it's the thing, because it's not just standing there on that floor behind that bench and, you know, you've got this top talent. Talent's fine, but, you know, there's a whole other, you know, and you all played, and you know, it's not just about hitting that score and getting those points and, you got to have the attitude and the positivity and be able to come back and different things. And, you know, and I stepped away from coaching a couple years ago and a couple people were like, come back, come back. And I'm like, nope, I will volunteer and help when I can. I said, but no, because, and I'll tell you, it's a different game now. And there are so many kids with issues that are coming into sports because their therapists are saying, hey, play, play, play. It'll help anything. But they're not telling coaches and parents are learning about these kids. And so you're like, yeah, then you, it's a whole other ball game now, literally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but no. But you all keep doing, and Monday's been fairly fun listening to you with your little KCD, but you could change it to Calipari Choke Day, and that would be even funny, because you know wherever he's going to end up going, he's going to choke again, because he's been in everywhere he's been. So that's all I got to say, and I guess, I don't know, is Texas going to want him? Because, you know, they're going further than the tournament than Kentucky did, and it seems like their coach is a little bit better.
The Texas thing's done.
Well, you guys have a great day, and I enjoy listening to you. You make the workday much fun.
Well, appreciate the call. Yeah, appreciate the insight. Oh, sorry about that.
In the words of in the words of Billy Bob, in the words of Billy Bob on Varsity Blues, Nancy, you go prom me. I fell in love.
I did enjoy that. That was a great call.
That was perfect too.
Just respect for the people. If people were forced to volunteer coach,
sure,
they would have more respect before they call and just, you know, hey, just do something, like do some coaching. Nate Huber used to say all the time, just do some officiating.
Yeah.
Do some officiating before you sit around and just rant and rave, you know, off on everybody. I'll tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break, quick commercial break. 93.9 The Ville.
We're on the verge.
What's brought to me now, I think Rick Pitino. I really believe that. As the coach, basketball coach, I don't think we'd get a better coach. I mean, I don't know any at this time. You look around, who are you going to get? Right? You can't bring back Naismith.
Yeah, man. Coach Pitino. St. John's. Well, that was that Louis Konaseka?
Yeah, Louis Konaseka.
Okay, yeah. Do you see the billionaire that's like a St. John's grad?
No.
Yeah, there was.
Who got online?
I can't remember his name, but there's a billionaire that was like basically if Louisville hires Rick Pitino.
If St. John's?
Mike.
St. John's?
St. John's, yeah. Who did I say?
Louisville.
I'm living in an alternate universe.
Freudian.
Yeah, what Mike Ripoli, Repole?
Sure.
Okay, well, he's a billionaire, and he basically said, like, if St. John's hires Rick Pitino, like, they've got unlimited tap to my money. Like, what do y'all need? He's like, I'll give them everything they need. New facilities, NIL. He was like, I'll start it. So...
The one man collective.
Yeah. So yeah, Coach Pete. Well, I think his point is, when I start, other people are gonna follow.
Yeah.
So, but man, Coach Pete is gonna tear it up. I mean, can we just like he took St. John's job. I mean, it's stupid. Like, it's what's Drew call it? Rick Pitino at the end. It's awesome, but it's like, okay, we all know he's taking the job. It's gonna be awesome though, man. I mean, listen, I'm gonna be a fan. I've got a St. John's hat and shirt on the way right now.
Yo, Locke, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away. Yo,
good morning, Marcus and Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, happy KCD, guys.
I know, man.
For sure.
Never know.
Hey, you know what, man? It's like a... That's right. I don't think this has ever happened, man. You know, three five stars in one week. I don't think Duke has even done that, right?
I'm sure they have.
In one week, Steve? In one week?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, that's
unheard of, though.
Yeah.
You know, getting a kid to decommit, you know what that's like? That's like us walking out of a restaurant, eating a sandwich, and then a cop put handcuffs on somebody, and us walking up to the cop and having a conversation with him and getting him to take the handcuffs off that guy.
You want to?
That's what that's like. It's hard because some schools, do they even have to let you out? They can fight it, right, Marcus?
Yeah, he was signed. Right? Yeah. He was Dennis Evans was actually signed. He had to be let out of his letter of intent.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
That's why I'm making that comparison. That's like us talking to cops out of taking the handcuffs off that guy, and he's like, "You know what? You're right." Wow. Hey, you know what? Listen, if you really think about it, it should be clear to the fan base and to the blue blood that down the street, the so-called blue bloods down the street, that Coach KP threw you a bone. Watch this. It should be clear to everybody. It's like it was a meeting, and it was like, okay, it was a meeting. Like, just hypothetically, Coach KP, Milt Wagner, Dewan, and DJ, and they're like, okay, what's the information about Louisville? Well, we don't know. The ruling hasn't came down yet. You know, we could possibly be on 2-3 years probation. We might get the death penalty.
Oh, Locke, that would be so funny.
We're gonna hope for the best. We're gonna prepare for the worst, but hope for the best.
Come on, DJ.
And he said, "Okay, well, just keep your commitment down in Kentucky, and that's it. No matter what the ruling is, because we don't know when it's coming." And that's what I'm telling you. They better be.
Like, I appreciate this call. Don't be getting on 93.9, getting people thinking about DJ Wayne. No. Don't even play the game. Speaking of though, to Yolock's point, Steve. The moment we got off the phone this morning, Steve threw me a bone. He said, hey, Marcus, get over in that lane. You're going to have to get off on that exit. Get ready. Boy, had he not told me that, there's no way I would have been able to catch that exit to avoid the traffic. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Here's the problem, Nikki. I get stuck right behind Mr. State Trooper. Right?
Of course.
So I tell Steve, I say, Steve, I can't even ride the shoulder because, you know, and I'm already running late. I'm excited about getting in here today. I'm like, of course, on a day like this, every possible hurdle is going to end up in front of you, especially if you're running late. Nikki, we were about 4 or 5 cars away from getting to the exit. State Troopers in front of me, about 3 or 4 cars in front of him, right? Yeah. A truck comes by riding the shoulder.
Oh, no.
Listen.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Listen. Like, yes. Yes. Listen. Because everybody wanted to, but everybody knew the state trooper was right here, and everybody was paralyzed by fear, and this red truck came.
Like a Viking just came running through there. I'm going to do it.
Listen. And you could tell. The truck passed the state trooper and went,
damn.
Right? Truck riding the shoulder, shoots past the state trooper. You know what the state trooper did, Steve? He pulled out in the shoulder, lit it up, and got back in line. Because he knows, I know you're looking at me in your rear view.
Yeah.
So he kind of just gave him a, I got you. Yeah. Just like, hey. I got you.
You better be glad I got something else to do today.
Yeah, I'm not going to get you, but I had you. And I was glad when he just lit it up. And like I said, everybody knows that jumpy when the cop, past
you're pulled over. Yeah, you're like,
You're done, yeah. So he was done, and just I know that cop just gave him that little you know, listen.
That's good. That's good on that cop.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, well, that's done. How you do it.
KSP, well done on that one.
Yeah, because it wasn't a big deal. Like, come on. Like, you see this traffic situation. Dude, he was getting it. You know, he wasn't unsafe. It was just.
Well, it is unsafe.
It is. It is, Steve.
Because it's like, if you get close. Like, to me, if you're within three cars, go ahead and.
Dip, yeah.
Go ahead and get over in the lane. But it's like, but here's the thing.
I didn't see where he came from, though.
Yeah, but what if I'm within three cars and I go to get over? And of course, I mean, I should be looking at my mirrors. But it's like, and you flying down through there.
Steve, he had him. Yeah, but like I said, I did enjoy the little scare tactic. Who we got, Nikki? DJ from Texas. We were looking for you on television on the Drake game.
I was I was a row up from the Van Lint family, but you know what? I want to say congratulations to the. First of all, good morning, guys.
Good morning. First good morning. Yeah.
Great day to be a part absolutely. Of baseball, the basketball team, Kenny Payne. Hey, I can't say enough. But anyway, was at the game, had a blast. Like I said, I met Haley Van Lint parents. I met Makasha Robbins parents. I met Williams parents. I met the whole team. I had a freaking blast. Those girls are out here having fun. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just.
Hey,
you know,
DJ.
I mean.
Do you want to know what's awesome, man? Is we're watching that game and we're literally explaining to my wife who you are.
Yep.
And we're like, listen, yeah, no, yeah, Scott. We're like one of his connections. We're like, because he listens in Texas. So I was like, he uses us as like a connection to the city.
We're like, whenever we play in Texas, our volleyball team or anything, he's
we're
there.
Like, he rides hard like the baseball and the volleyball and stuff. And we're like, dude, like, no, he's a real fan. And like, it was funny, man. So like, we were talking about you, like, to my wife. We're like, no, this dude's awesome, man.
Any shout outs before we get out of here?
You know what? The Williams family told me, make sure I'm at the game tonight. And I'm like, where else would I be?
Yeah.
So go, Lady Cards. Hey, y'all keep doing your thing. Kenny Payne, I had you back from day one and still got you back now. The players that left, good luck. The ones that are coming, welcome to the family. Go Cards.
As always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always perfect the text finish. Line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Man, Jason Marcus Maben, 939 the Ville.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.